Welcome to Mr. Kak and Me. I am Mr. Kak. You are you, or me, or me Shmee. I'm Shmee. Shmee's me. And if you don't know what that's from Hook, which is an awesome 90s retelling of what happened to Peter Pan when he finally grew up, starring Robin Williams, which is, it's just fantastic. Go watch it if you haven't heard that before. But it's I, Mr. Kak, and I am back after last episode where I just kind of laid my emotions bare. I cut open the flesh and peeled it back and allowed you to see the innards of Mr. Kak on the last episode. And listen, that was kind of a heavy episode for me. I don't know if it felt like a heavy episode for you all as listeners, but I thought what would be helpful for the next episode would be a little bit of a palate cleanse. And how do I cleanse my emotional palate? I retreat to something I know. And I love streaming series, TV content, you know, just all of the pop culture content. And I retreated to some friends, my friend TJ, my friend Al, and we had us a conversation about She-Hulk Attorney at Law. That is currently a series on Disney Plus featuring the title character She-Hulk and some other Marvel Cinematic Universe characters, both new and old, joining forces in cameo roles throughout the first couple of episodes. So right now, as of this episode, we are at the 5th episode out of 9. So this is about the midway point. So in today's Mr. Kak and Me episode, you're going to hear a recorded conversation that TJ and Al and I had concerning the episodes up until episode 4. And then there'll be a small segue, a kind of a noise, and we'll transition into just myself and Al discussing episode 5. So this is kind of the summation. Both of these conversations with these nerds eventually kind of reaches a midway point, kind of a mid-season reaction to the first season of She-Hulk Attorney at Law. And what's missing from this, and I reference it in the conversation with TJ and Al, is our initial thoughts on the series. So our initial thoughts on episode 1 can currently be found if you go to our other podcast, Rage You Nerds. Hey, cross promotion. If you go to that, you can hear my initial thoughts. But spoiler alert, in the first episode of She-Hulk, I was, well, you know how there's that word, underwhelmed and overwhelmed? I was more underwhelmed than overwhelmed, but I was kind of just whelmed. I was just kind of there in the middle. There was one aspect of the episode 1 She-Hulk that did grind my gears, but again, if you want to hear what that is, please go check out Rage You Nerds, my other podcast, and hear what I have to say about that. This, again, is a spiritual palate cleanse for me. As I said in the last episode, I have full intentions of returning to some conversation as a continuation about the podcast episode of me discussing my recent personal failure, rejection, however you want to, unfulfilled pursuit of a new career path, however you want to word it. I will get back to that. My midlife crisis, I think, is where I'm ultimately settling on that, the start of my midlife crisis. I will get back to that, but I felt like for me, for you, more so for me, just a little break from that, a little refrain, a little lighten the load here. So we go back to some of my nerdy, geeky roots here, and we discuss a lady lawyer that turns green and big. And she's not Kermit the Frog. I hope you appreciate that. All right, so let's tune in and see what we have to say about this goofiness. I don't know. Someone out there loves a cat, and now we have to bring the damn thing back. That cat hurt Samuel L. Jackson's Nick Fury, and I'll never forgive that cat. Also was led to one of the dumbest reveals of Nick Fury's eye patch wearing reasoning ever, and I hate it for that too. Damn you, Goose! Damn you. Okay. Anything else that y'all are excited about D23? There's a lot. There is a lot. And that's not even touching place on Tales of the Jedi, some other Star Wars stuff coming out, the fact that Andor will eventually be here, or some of the other Disney properties like a live-action Little Mermaid, and Willow's sequel coming out. There's a trailer for that. I felt like we had seen enough trailers tonight that we can watch Willow's trailer another day. Sorry, all you Willow fans out there. Frogbog says, "I hope
seen the Willow.
I haven't seen all of it. I've just like remember pieces of it from being on like TNT or TBS. I don't remember all of it. And sometimes I think maybe I'm confusing those memories with like Conan the Barbarian." Front Relic says, "I hope they keep Bernthal as Punisher." Sure. along with, I don't remember her name as Jessica Jones. Kristen Ritter, I think, is her name. And I would like her to be back too. She's
I think we can all agree that they don't want, that nobody wants Iron Fist.
he's over getting an invitation from Blumhouse to go to a movie called The Invitation. Wait, is it called The Invitation? It's called something.
So.
There's something. He's in some movie. I didn't even realize it was him until I started reading the YouTube comments. But basically, he goes to a town and everyone seems to know him. Spoiler alert, he's probably the reincarnation of a monster or something. Who gives a crap? Though, I might put that trailer reaction on YouTube. So, give a crap! Watch it! alright, yeah. Let's just do this right quick. Just right quick, if you boys don't mind. She-Hulk. We started episode one. We talked about episode one a couple weeks ago, and I made my declaration that I wasn't happy with parts of it. And now I'm going to say this, and it may shock and appall. I kind of like parts of the series now. Now that it's got actually to like the... Okay, so there's a caveat. Now that they've introduced the actual, like, law, like, the actual, like, going to court for dumb, stupid shit reasons, I really have liked those moments. The little shapeshifter going up and becoming the judge. Running off. Loved it. Donnie Blaze, hate his name, but him going to court with a magician lawyer. Love it. His little sidekick, his hype. What are you, his hype man? Maybe. I love that. What I'm fearful of is something I said when we discussed episode one, is am I going to end up liking She-Hulk for all of the characters other than She-Hulk? And right now I love Wong and Madison, and I feel like that's an issue. Boys, am I out of line, and how do you feel about where we're at right now with She-Hulk? Al, you've kind of teased a little bit of your thoughts already. And then Front Relic says, "I want Saul Goodman to make a cameo in She-Hulk." And then we'll just love Saul Goodman.
It's been okay. Her CGI looks weird. I don't know what is going on with that.
Bad. The word is bad.
It is bad. I don't know what's going on with Marvel to make it look like that, though, because... You know, the CGI up till recently has been phenomenal. And then Thor Love and Thunder came out, and now this, and it's just gone to straight garbage. So either they need to fire their computer graphics team that's doing this show and did Thor Love and Thunder and hire new people, or go back to the same people that were doing the stuff before. I do love the cameos. I knew going in that it was going to be a bunch of cameos because they had stated that before the show even came out. So you got to take what it is, I guess. I'm going to take it because I just want more Marvel stuff in my life because I love Marvel. I love reading the comics and everything. In episode, I think two, maybe three. I think it was three, the last one. We got the Wrecking Crew. So that's a big group of villains that came in that will play a bigger role probably in this show later on. So it's whatever. I'm going to get through it, hate it or love it. I'm still going to watch it.
So I'm hoping it does progress, especially with, was it the Wrecking Crew? Because like that little tag, like at the end of their fight where like, they're like, "Did you get it?" And it's like, "No, I couldn't get it." You know, they're trying to get her blood. So I'm hoping that plays out and it really kind of does more for her as a character and as a hero than just, you know, dealing with courtroom issues.
I don't know. I like the Law and Order meets MCU. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I mean, that's fun, but like, also, I mean, like I said, after this last episode, I really do want just a spinoff series. It could just be a small web series, kind of like where it's just Madison and Wong, and it's just, I mean, like her just like a portal opening up and her just popping in like randomly at different points of his life, like, you know, or just, I mean, that's all I want right now out of this. And it's so weird how that little, you know, those little interactions is just kind of like, yeah. Okay, now I want to watch the next episode and just hopes that we see more of this, even though I know it probably won't, but
yeah. So, and listen, they could easily do it. I Am Groot, that little short series that they put on Disney Plus, is essentially the foundation of what you're asking for. It's like 5 episodes of like under 5 minutes of content each, and it's just a day in the life of Groot that happened at different points of his adventure. Like, just give us that of Wong and Madison. People want that. That is mind-blowing that people want that, but people want that, and I think I'm one of them people.
So,
go ahead, DJ.
Well, I was going to say, just kind of finish up, because I think my problem with She-Hulk so far is, you know, we're 4 episodes in out of how many? 9?
Yes.
9. Okay, so we're 4 episodes in out of 9. We're almost at the halfway point, right? The CGI is, I mean, let's face it, it's not good. It reminds me of the Eric Bana Hulk, right? It's just not good at all. 4 episodes in, and really only one thing of substance has happened, you know, so I just, it feels like it's a complete and utter waste so far. Like, I'm hoping that the last 5 episodes produce something that really sets this series apart. Otherwise, it's going to be a complete disappointment like the Book of Boba Fett.
That's fair. And the Wrecking Crew in the comics are the lackeys of Titania, so I think we're supposed to assume that that's also the case here. But the
Is she going to be like the big villain for the...
So I think that's an interesting question, because not only did we have the Wrecking Crew mentioning we weren't able to get her, get the sample or whatever, but I don't know if you remember, but when She-Hulk was dating, there was one guy on her date that was very fascinated by the concept of, can I damage you? Like, what if I use vibranium? She's like, do you have vibranium? And he just kind of stares like a sociopath. I hope that the Wrecking Crew and their boss gets subverted. We're supposed to think it's Titania, and maybe even they show up and are with her. But I hope that there is someone else, someone more menacing, maybe a Kingpin. But I hope there's something more to it, because I think that'll make it gosh dang more dang interesting dang for me. Dang.
It'd be interesting if they just set it up from the get-go, you know, with her getting Abomination released, and he is really kind of like the mastermind behind it.
I mean, would he not be upset about that either, yeah.
He does have that harem of women.
Those are soulmates that plan on financially supporting him, TJ.
I
would love, you know what, I would not be disgruntled. It doesn't make it any bigger in the picture of the MCU. That's the only fault I would have with it. But hell, it'd be interesting. Why not? I think for me, I think if you just go ahead and make Kingpin low-key the MCU Disney Plus series, like, overarching villain to everything in some way, I think that makes the Disney Plus series better. But that might just be me. Yeah, there we go. Let's talk us about some She-Hulk right quick. And you know what? I said this last time. I really do think that this series is starting to grow on me for what it is. Right? This isn't a world-breaking... I think... Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. You please tell me if you think I'm being foolish with my thoughts here. But Al, I think She-Hulk, in the context that it's good, not great... And we've gotten so spoiled with thinking that everything the MCU does has to be great, leads us to depreciate it a little bit more than what it is. Because, I mean, it's got some funny, it's got some interesting, it allows some new characters that are kind of goofy to appear. It's not terrible.
No.
It's just not great. It's just not great.
I don't know. We got Moon Knight, and that was phenomenal. And then we went to this, and it's just been mediocre.
That's fair.
I understand that it's setting up like a lot of like smaller tier superheroes and villains and stuff, but how do you go from Moon Knight and all the CGI with that and then go to this and the CGI just be so bad? Like, maybe I'm hoping, you know, with the suit she's getting, or like the new suit she's getting, that we're going to get some better CGI with that. I'm not holding my breath because it's been 5 episodes now and it's not gotten any better. So I just don't know what is going on. Like, did they just put this in at last minute and, you know, oh, we got to get this done because it's coming out. So it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe it's supply chain stuff. Maybe her CGI is caught in a container out in the Barren Strait. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm treating it like this is a made-for-TV thing. Like, if this was on CBS at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday, I think we would all expect that this is about the quality you're going to get pretty much on everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's
and maybe, fair. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe the allure of that everything has to be monumental or special or super from the streaming services, when in the reality, the streaming services are kind of becoming the modern age cable. Maybe we just need to, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've heard people start to ease up on their bitching and moaning about this while they have amped it up for Rings of Power. Rings of Power has gotten pretty crazy for a series based on some appendices. I am not here to get in fight with the Lord of the Rings nerds, though. I don't want to do it. But I mean, like, I don't know. Like, there are funny stuff. I still think one of the funniest things I've ever seen was the courtroom scene with Donnie Blaze and his hype man and the magician lawyer. I'll say this. It is starting to become very clear that most of the moments I find the funniest have nothing to do with She-Hulk. I think that needs to be the focus point of probably one of the biggest problems of this series.
I mean, we knew going in, though, that they had stated there was going to be a lot of cameos and stuff for this series. So I don't know. I don't know what to think, because the fact that it's going to be 9 episodes compared to Moon Knight, which only had 6, Captain Winter Soldier only having 6.
Yeah.
The rest of them only having 6 or 7. But you're going to give She-Hulk, which has not been, but not like great or anything. I mean, it's been okay, but it's having 9 episodes. Like, there better be some big ass like hints at the end of this, or big time showings of new superheroes at the end of this series. I mean, we know of one because of this episode, but other than that, it hasn't really shown anything in the 5 episodes it's put out.
I think my favorite outrage moment from the Twitterverse, from the fandomverse, for this last episode is the fact that who is it? Luke Jacobson? Is that the name of the tailor that she goes to?
I think so.
His name's Luke Somethingson, I think. But the introduction of Luke and him being the tailor for, spoiler alert, a helmet belonging to Daredevil got people melting down on Twitter, because it means that poor Melvin from the Netflix series, the boy, our poor simple Melvin, who was tricked into giving Daredevil his suit in the first season and then onward from there, means that he's been replaced. Which, to be fair, I think he went to jail at the end of at some point in the third season, anyways. So maybe that explains it. Maybe the fact that isn't She-Hulk taking place in like L.A. or something, and Daredevil is stationed in New York? Maybe that explains it.
Think so.
I'm not really clear on where they're at location-wise. It just doesn't feel like New York. It feels very sunny and pleasant, and it feels like out of any place where maybe a green Hulk-like woman would be appreciated would be the state of California.
Yeah. On another note, though, like, this whole phase four is just bothering me.
It's not good.
It's not been great, but there's a lot of things unanswered that won't probably be answered with this final movie that's coming out in Black Panther. I mean, in Eternals, we had a Celestial a fourth of the way out of the freaking Earth, and nobody has mentioned it. So, I mean, where the fuck is it? What is going on?
You have a fair and rational gripe. I think that is a fair thing to want to ask a question about. So, I don't know, man. After I saw the trailer for Secret Invasion, I kind of gave up on everything else. And I'm just, like, now ready for Secret Invasion. But you gotta, there has to, even if there wasn't originally, now after how much Phase 4 has been getting crapped on, there has to be a juicy drop at the end of Wakanda Forever. There's got to be. If there's not...
I just don't know how nobody's mentioned that, though. Like, not even Wong. Wong hadn't even mentioned it. And Doctor Strange doesn't mention it. The two people who can go throughout the world without, like, doing anything, just by twisting their hands and fingers, and don't mention a Celestial sticking out of the Earth. You're telling me the two that can feel energy throughout the Earth can't tell that the Celestial's sticking out or notice it on a TV screen in a different country while they're there? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So is the Eternals in a different timeline? Are they on a different Earth? Or is that a different multiverse? Like, what is happening? Marvel needs to do something to get it back on track, because it's falling off the rails quickly.
All right. So, I believe Fraught Relic mentioned this last time that we got caught up on this tangent. But I don't know if Fraught Relic's a guy or not. They had mentioned, I assume it's a guy. They had said that there was a clip or something in She-Hulk, even though they hadn't seen it, they had heard or seen it maybe on social media. And so, yes, an eagle-eyed viewer has noticed that right under the Wolverine tease there's a Wolverine tease in She-Hulk? What the shit? Is an article headline that reads, "Why is there a giant statue of a man sticking out of the ocean?" I forgot how big the scope of the Celestial popping out of the ocean is.
Yes.
Right quick. Look at this. That should be affecting things.
That's why I'm like, why has nobody talked about this?
That's through the cloud line, man. His index fingers bursting through the stratosphere. Like, that's got to cause problems, right? At least this is the MCU supply chain issue. This is how they're going to explain supply chain. They're skipping over COVID, and all of their supply chain woes going to be because goddamn Celestial's popping out of the water. That is outrageous, man. Also, there's a Wolverine tease? What? When that happened?
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, now I'm curious. All right, let's see here. Wolverine tease She-Hulk. This is from Hype Beast. Let's see. Featured an Easter egg teasing the upcoming arrival of Wolverine. Aside from other... Okay, what is it? The computer screen shows references to Ant-Man, Thor, Iron Man before showing two interesting links. One reads, "Man fights with metal claws in bar brawl." That sounds like our boy. And another touches on the events pertaining to the Eternals. All right. So I guess I need to start every time they do that little social media quick buzz through of like tweets and stuff like that. I guess I need to start slowing down and actually looking at that a lot more than what I've been doing, because I completely missed the, you know, it's Marvel. Watch it not be Wolverine. Watch it just be some guy that's got like metal tipped claw fingers or something. Like, Marvel does that crap. And it was cute when they were doing awesome stuff. Now it's getting pretty grating. Like, they need to clean their shit up. But, I mean, She-Hulk, it seems like here for episode 6 this week, we'll probably get Daredevil, I'm assuming. Maybe not fully, but, like, I assume we'll get that moment that was shown in the trailer where he like flips over her and lands, and then he has that pose down with her, and that'll probably be the end of this episode, or maybe the little stinger at the end of the episode. But she now has her costume, which she's wearing when that moment happened in the trailer. So we're about getting there.
Yeah, which we hadn't seen the new costume yet, have we?
No, so it's going to be that that black, white, purple design that she that we saw in the trailer. That's going to be what we get from her. I mean, I like the color scheme.
Yeah.
UCA Bears. So, well, that's cool by me. Whatever. That's it. That's all I got to say about She-Hulk. All right. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Have you been keeping up with She-Hulk Attorney at Law? Do you despise myself, Al, or TJ in our opinions of She-Hulk? If so, let me know whether you complete the poll. There will be a poll if you listen to this on Spotify, or if you'd like to go check it out on Spotify. There'll be a poll and like a question response opportunity on that. I don't know if it works with the mobile or if it's just the desktop, but give both of them a shot. Just listen to me on Spotify or wherever you want to. But if you want a chance to respond directly, you can also hit me up on my social medias. If you want to find those social medias, my Linktree is the way to go. That is linktr.ee/TheMrCack. So TheMrCack. All right, this has been Mr. Cack and me for another wonderful episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed. I will see you on the next episode. And yes, please, if you were someone that really liked the emotional felt moment of last episode, I will return back to that again, probably next episode. I may delay it. I'll let you know. Have a good one. Goodbye. Good night. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good Charlotte, the band. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. About a handful of people understood that reference. Okay, bye.